G'day, Kevin.
Yeah, g'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
Well, Kev, what's happening?
Mate, just wanted to sort of put it out there about the awareness of prostate cancer.
Yes, mate.
I was diagnosed about 4 weeks ago with prostate cancer.
Right.
But mainly because of a, I think it was you a long time ago with the football call team with regards to getting yourself checked.
Yeah, it would have been when Darryl Braman was diagnosed, but we talk about it regularly and we have spoken about it for quite a number of years.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. And I've been sort of following your advice ever since that time with Darryl Braman.
Mm.
And we've been sort of watching the PSA levels going up and a little bit up, a little bit. We just had a spike of about the 13, which is a pretty high on the PSA levels. And then we got checked, and because of that, I've got now got prostate cancer. The prostate, the prognosis is pretty good. But I just think there's a lot of guys out there, mate, just need to be checked, eh?
How old are you, Kev?
I'm 55, mate.
Yeah, well, you're in that category. So the doctor's saying what, surgery or just treatment?
Actually, with the surgery, when we went to Brisbane, I was at a MATA, they sort of said to me, I'm too young for surgery at 55.
Yes.
What they recommend, what we're going to do is hormone therapy, and then we're going to do radiation therapy.
Beautiful.
Which is going to sort of knock me around a little bit.
Yeah.
But, mate, yeah, they sort of tend to stay away from surgery now because sometimes you can't get all the cancer out.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is trying to sort of keep it in there and not take it out.
So how often were you getting the PSA checked and other examinations done, Kev?
I was getting my PSAs done every 6 months.
Beautiful.
And we were watching it because when it first came out with Darryl Braman, my PSA levels were around about, about two or three, which is not too bad.
No.
And then they sort of started slowly going up to around about a seven, which is starting to get a little bit worrying, and then it shot to a 12.
Yeah.
And if I wouldn't have known what my blood levels were going,
yes,
mate, I wouldn't have even known about it because, to be honest with you, I have no symptoms.
Yeah, where are you at, Kev?
I'm in Hervey Bay.
Well, see, this is the problem. Now, that's a rural part of Australia, albeit on the coast. And men like you are way overrepresented in rural parts of Australia because, unlike you, men in other rural centres, particularly in country areas west of the East Coast, they don't go to the doctor as often as you have been going to get their PSA done and the other checks done. So I'm glad you got it detected at an early stage. I'm glad you do something about it, but it's a warning to all men over the age of 40, whether or not you've had a history or not. Go and get your PSA done. Your doctor may or may not do a digital examination. That's a matter for him and for you. But get it done.
That's what they say. You know, they get the PSA level done. Because it was elevated, he said, well, now we'll have to do the RE or the RDE, which is the finger one.
Yep.
But honestly, mate, I just say this. I had no symptoms and I still don't have symptoms today.
No.
And that's what concerns me with a lot of guys out there.
Mm.
Get yourself checked. Get yourself tested. And honestly, it'll save your life.
Good on you, pal. Well done, Kev. Let us know how you get on in the future. Nice to hear from you in Hervey Bay, and it's a very important message you bring to all our listeners.